This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Joint Appropriations will come to order. Want to welcome the internet listeners. I see it's on now. We've had some problems with it. It kind of goes off and on without us pushing the button. So we'll keep monitoring it as we go through the day. We want to remind everybody, of course, you've heard this before, that if you have a cell phone and you want to contribute to my favorite charity, give us your number. We'll call you and make sure it rings loud, and we will multiply. We'll count legs and multiply by 10 since we don't have many people here today. But anyway, with that, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Ollers.
Here.
Carson is excused. Howard.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Lake Peterson.
Here.
Lake.
Here.
Bartles.
Here.
Sutton. Nesiba.
Here.
Cronin. Partridge.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Haverly.
Here.
White.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Wick. Anderson.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
We have a quorum.
They need to update more paper to get the most recent.
Right. And for members of the committee, if you want to get your most recent motion sheets, you have to update your board papers this morning. It shouldn't take too long to get it done. We do have some new pages here. If they would like to come forward and identify themselves, where they're from, and where they plan to go to college, or what their plans are after they graduate from high school.
My name is Haley Carbajal. I'm from Belle Fouche, and I'll be going to the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania.
Good.
Good morning. My name is Ellen Lewis. I'm from Howard, and I plan on attending University of Minnesota for biomedical engineering.
Good choice. Thank you very much for your service these past 2 weeks, and tomorrow will be your last day here, and then you have to go back to school. So, but you can share with them all the fun that you've had here and what you've learned. So thank you for your service. With that, Senator Haverly, do you have some minutes that need to be approved?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I do. I move to approve the minutes of joint appropriation for February 28th.
Is there a second to that? Is that Representative Ollers? Yes, thank you. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. We'll do it real quick. Good. Those minutes are approved. Oh, yes. Okay. Any other minutes to be adopted at this time? Seeing none, I'll slow down. There we go. Thank you. Okay. First up for setting budgets will be the Bureau of Human Resources. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jason Simmons with the Legislative Research Council here to go through the budget for the Bureau of Human Resources. The Bureau of Human Resources only has one budget sheet for you to approve. It's the Division of Personnel Management and Employee Benefits. Taking you through this, you'll see item number 6, transfers between programs. This is an increase of $86,384 in other fund expenditure authority. What this item is for, it's to transfer the expenditure authority or the cost for annual system maintenance for an imaging software that is used to scan in documents and store them and provides for retrieval. This item would not be an increase to state government costs because there is a corresponding decrease in the budget for the Bureau of Finance and Management, which is currently paying for these software costs. So that is the change you see before you. The total budget then is 73.5 FTE, $281,580 in general funds, and $6,784,299 in other fund expenditure authority.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on that from staff? Yes, Senator Peters.
Thank you. I'm just kind of going back through the budget book, budget briefing, and included in this is the health insurance cost per benefited employee. And I thought we were talking about potentially making an adjustment to take advantage of the reserves to find additional resources, and didn't know if that was something that was ever discussed.
Staff?
Mr. Chair, while you would look in your budget briefing, there is information about the state employee health insurance program in there because the Bureau of Human Resources administers the program. All the funding for that, any changes, those are in pools to be distributed in the Bureau of Finance and Management budget. So that is a good question. The Bureau of Human Resources, as I said, works with health insurance. They also do the state employee salary plan. But those are all in the Bureau of Finance and Management budgets. You do not see them in the Bureau of Human Resources today.
Any other questions? Senator Peters?
Thank you. And when I'm trying to update and see the new schedule, when are we hearing Bureau of Finance and Management, or have we already adopted it?
I'm here right now.
It's on. Oh, there it is. I see it. Wednesday. Got it.
Going through the adjusted one.
Okay. Do you have any further questions, Senator?
I'm just making sure it's on the right page.
Any other questions? Senator Partridge?
Madam Chair, I would move to set the budget for personnel management / employee benefits, budget unit 0141, at the level detailed in motion sheet G0141A.
It's been moved by Senator Partridge to move to set the budget for personal management employee benefit budgets unit 0141 at the level detailed in the motion set in G0141A, and it was seconded by Senator Peters. Any discussion on that?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to note again that the increase that is here is more of a transfer and not an increase. It's the $86,000 for the imaging software. We did take a look at whether or not it was something that was an increase, and it really is not. It's more of a transfer over from BFM. Thank you.
Any other comments? Hearing none, the motion before the committee is to set the budget for personnel management. It's budget motion sheet G0141A. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those against, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Sutton's excused. Nessebar?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick is excused. Anderson's ex- back. Tiedemann?
Aye.
15 no nays. Motion carried. Thank you. And I'll turn it back over to the chair.
Thank you, Madam Vice, for filling in there while we got called out. I'm going to drop down to revenue, and the revenue is that department. We're going to defer action until next week. We'll take up Veterans Affairs at this time. We're moving to Veterans Affairs.
That's right. Good morning, Mr. Chair, the rest of the committee. Veteran Affairs, we have this slide up. So right now we're looking at motion sheet G1711A. What you'll see here, one of the only changes, I guess, for general funds would be the veterans outreach increases of $30,477 to accommodate an increase in travel expenses. There's also a non-discretionary adjustment that of $1,875 in general funds. The personal services fund shift is a reduction in federal dollars for education, and another adjustment of $57,227 in federal dollars as well. Are there any questions on that motion sheet?
Okay, go ahead to the next one.
Next, we'll look at the veterans, state vets home. The number you'll see. For line number 7, personal services fund shift. That's for the FMAP or the Medicaid beds, previously paid by rents. Now will be paid for by general fund dollars and federal dollars. So that's the big one you'll see there. And also an non-discretionary adjustment of $40,438 in reduction in general and increase in federal. Again, just to adjust for the FMAP rate received. So The other two changes that you'll see, line number 12 and 13, two accommodating for FTE added in FY17, various services such as computer services, central services, and people insurance for the FTE added during to accommodate the extra beds. Line number 13, an addition of contracted nurses, was not requested by the agency, but was recommended by the governor, $180,000 for additional contracted nurses at the state vet's home. Are there any questions on that one?
Yes, Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you. With those other funds for those contracted nurses, where are this coming from?
That would be from the state vet's home operation fund. I think the balance of it currently is runs around right around $3 million. So that would be paid from those other funds, operating funds.
Go ahead, follow up.
What are the source of those funds? What's the
It would be residential rents, and then I think per diems are also in there as well.
Okay. Any other questions?
Next, if we can go to the total page.
That summary sheet?
Yep. Jeff? Scroll down a little bit. And this would be the overview of the entire state vet's home or state vet's affairs summary.
Okay. Representative Peterson.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would move to set the budgets for the Veterans Benefits and Services and State Veterans Home at the level detailed in motion sheets G1711A and G1721A.
Seconded by Representative Howard. Do you have any comments that you'd like to make on the motion sheet?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yes, we as a state are very appreciative of what the Department of Veterans Affairs does to advocate for our veterans and provide the pathway for them to receive the benefits that are due them. And we would just recommend the approval of this budget.
Thank you. Any other comments from committee members? Seeing none, then the motion before us is to do pass on the motion sheets G1711A and G1721A. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And Secretary, please call the roll.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Lake is excused. Bartles?
Aye.
Sutton's excused. Nessebar?
Aye.
Cronin? Is excused. Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick is excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
13.
The budgets for the Veterans Benefits and Services and State Veterans Home have been approved. Before we go into the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications, we're going to take a 15-minute recess. Joint Appropriations will come back out of recess, and we'll go into the budget setting for the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications. Mr. Melhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jeff Melhoff with LRC. In front of you, you have the budget for the data centers, which is within the Bureau of Information and Technology. The data centers division has no changes from FY 2017. If there's no questions, I'll go on to the next budget unit. The next budget unit within BIT is the Development Division, and there are no changes from the FY 2017.
Okay.
The next division is the BIT Administration, and there are no changes from FY 2017. The final... State Radio has no changes from FY17.
Any questions from committee members yet?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I did have one. Just under BIT administration, we're talking 1.9. What does that cover?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go
that
ahead.
That covers the commissioner, the finance, help desk, those sort of expenses within BIT.
Mr. Chair.
Follow up.
Okay. I thought, and I'm off here, but I thought that personnel was showing up in BFM, that they had all the salaries and everything. So I just need, I'm not following or so I forgot.
Which question are you asking?
So, well, just what he said, it was a commissioner and those activities. So these aren't salaries. What are these then?
But these salaries are the same as last year. There's no increase in these salaries.
I understand.
Okay.
That. I understand
okay.
that. I'm just asking for all what was described as a commissioner and help desk and all that. But I thought salaries were in the personnel and not in. I'm just asking.
Mr. Chairman, there are 17 FTEs within the bid administration division. And of those personal service costs, it is 1.6 million of personal service costs within the bid administration division.
Follow up? Does that answer the question or? Mr. Kohler, did you have a question? Or an answer to that, too, as well?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Stephen Kohler with the Bureau of Finance and Management. Representative, I don't want to stray into your mind and assume what you're asking, but I want to clarify perhaps what you're thinking of is the salary compensation pool. So, yes, the salaries that pay the commissioner, the finance officers, et cetera, within BIT are housed within BIT. The 1% that the governor recommended to pay those commissioners, that 1% is housed within BFM salary policy pool. And at which point, whatever's passed at the end of session, that pool would be distributed and would be funneled back into this particular center.
Right.
Thank you.
And so it shows up there for FY17, a salary pool, but there's nothing in FY18. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kohler. Yes, Senator Partridge, do you have a question?
No, I have potentially a help with the answer as well as it relates to, well, okay, so if that's the answer on how the money moves around, then exactly what do these people do might be the question still. I don't know if it is. But just looking at their performance indicators on the budget, it's interesting to note that they do things like processing all the vouchers, invoices, you know, for all the different departments, for all their networks. They do the RFPs and RFIs and RFPs for all their different purchasing and that kind of thing, and also recruiting, not to mention, of course, you know, the commissioner and that sort of thing. So, I mean, it is something as it relates to activity with these 17 folks that are moving in this direction.
Thank you, Senator Partridge. Go ahead, continue. We're on state radio now?
Yep, state radio. There are no changes in FY18 for state radio from FY17.
Senator Partridge.
Mr. Chair, I would move to set the budgets for the data centers, development, bid administration, and state radio engineering at the level detailed in motion seats G0131A, G0132A, G0135A, and G0136A.
Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Senator Peters. Any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chair, I would note that there are no increases, and it's interesting to note that within the development department especially, because we've seen increases in FTEs and requests for that year after year. I'm not claiming victory on the lean methodology that's been implemented within this development department. However, I would tell you that it is something that we are grateful to see as it relates to no FTE increase. A big portion of their budget, of course, is FTEs. And so to have no increase, that's a very good thing. And I think they are becoming more efficient. And I compliment them on being engaged in that process to create, you know, constant improvement. So I would encourage the committee pass these four budgets as we have detailed them out.
Okay. Any other comments from committee members? Seeing none, the motion before us is to set the budgets for data centers, development, BIT administration, and state radio engineering at the levels detailed in G0131A, G0132A, G0135A, and G0136A. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Peterson and Lake are excused. Bartles?
Aye.
Sutton is excused. Nessebe?
Aye.
Cronin's excused. Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Anderson's excused. Tiedemann?
Aye.
12.
That motion sheet has been passed.
Mr. Chairman, the next budget within the Bureau of Information Technologies is the Telecommunication Services Division. And there's two major requests within that division. And the first request is a migration to subscription licenses for Windows 10 and Office 365. And there's also a request for two additional FTEs. And in the following motion sheets on your board papers, you'll see different options regarding those two requests. Are there any questions regarding the telecommunication services budget?
Yes, Senator Peters.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a question. Thank you. I have a question in regards to the migration of the subscription licenses for the Windows. Have we taken a look at the cost-benefit analysis of not doing that altogether and pushing it off 1 year? And what does that do?
Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In just helping answer that question, I will be making a motion very soon, taking the Windows upgrade and making it over 2 years instead of one, because they can't do it all in 1 year anyway. So that'll help us with the budgetary amount for spreading it out over two fiscal years.
Yes, follow up. Go ahead.
Thank you. And it is other funds in this particular budget, but it is general federal other and across the other budgets. Do we know what the, if splitting it between the 2 years instead of all in one, do we know what the cost implication or the general federal other split across all of the others? Do we know that split out? What does that do for us for general fund is kind of the question ultimately I'm getting to, knowing that it's not actually in this budget. It's any ideas?
Mr. Chair, I could have you reference the motion sheet that is up on the board right now. You'll see the $995,849. I think as it relates to the general fund question, I might refer to Mr. Melhoff to give us that exact amount of what that might save us, but at least that's the number that's up on the screen. As you can see, it's split over 2 years. Obviously, that's easy math.
Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Do we know the impact in the other budgets across state government, what doing that will do?
Mr. Chairman, at this time, we do not have a number from the Bureau of Information Administration regarding what that breakout would be for general, federal, and other funds regarding this request. We've got the dollar amount and the number of subscriptions per agency, but not a breakout of those dollars.
Okay. Other questions or comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bartles.
I have a question on the budget sheet that we're looking at on the screen right now. You've taken the two FTEs out, and the governor had put those in his request, but no money for them because he thought the money was in the budget. So if we're going to remove the FTE count, why don't we remove the $212,530 as excess appropriation?
Mr. Melhoff?
Mr. Chairman, to answer the question, at the end of FY16, within the Network Technology Center, there was $610,676 remaining in Personal Service Authority, which was 9% of their personal service budget remaining. So you, with that extra authority they had at the end of FY16, it would seem that they would have extra authority within that center.
So we could remove that.
Which number are you trying to remove now?
I'm trying on line 8. Line 8, the agency requested $212,530. The governor authorized in his budget the two employees, but no extra dollars because he thought they had dollars. And now on this budget sheet that we're looking at right now, we're taking out the two FTEs. but not any of the excess expenditure authority that the governor said was there.
But we removed the 212 from what they asked.
Yeah. Is it removed already?
Yeah,
I'm just trying
to
follow.
It's zero.
Yeah, but the governor said we didn't need to add to do it, so there must have been excess authority there.
Okay.
So I could come down $215,000 or something.
Again, that's...
I get what you're saying.
Right.
I think I'm saying it right, aren't I?
Yeah, I understand.
The governor said add the employees, but no money, so the money must have been there for the $212,000. And if we're not going to authorize the employees, we should be able to take the $212,000 out. Just asking. That makes sense. I apologize for raising that now. I just saw it.
No, not a problem. We don't know if that's other fund or general funds or federal funds at the present time.
Could we have
clarified that? We can ask them. I don't know if they know specifically, but come forward, Mr. Kohler.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Stephen Kohler with the Bureau of Finance and Management. The chair is correct in terms of the authority at BIT. It is other fund authority. However, the positions that you're speaking to, we would have to run that through the calculations to determine exactly how much of that may be general federal or other. And I don't have that information in front of me at this point.
Senator Peters.
Thank you. However, I believe the question is, it's other funds within this department. So if it's excess authority that the governor has already deemed excess authority based on the comments and the budget, based on the budget hearing, we should be able to reduce the other funding authorization of the $212,000 if the governor says it was already there and the FTEs are no longer are not granted. That money should still be there, and it still would be other fund authority.
Commissioner Clark, welcome.
Morning, committee members. Liza Clark with the Bureau of Finance and Management. The 2 FTE that you're reducing and then the base, the 212 of other fund authority, yeah, I don't think that the money tied to it would be cut out of the Bureau billings pool that we talked about, but I think the expenditure authority from here wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Senator Partridge.
You could just do an amended. You could just do an amended. Do you want a substitute motion?
So, staff, would you prefer that we defer this? Because we're going to defer public broadcasting as well. We can bring it back up, and then we can... Go ahead. Use
Mr.
Your mic.
Chair, I think we ought to just wait a couple minutes here and get it done.
Okay, we'll just hold fast. We're going to recess for 10 minutes. We'll call joint appropriations back in from recess. And staff, do you want to discuss the new motion sheet, Z0133D?
Mr. Chairman, Jeff Melhoff with the LRC. The new motion sheet you have in front of you is half of the original amount requested from the governor for the migration for the licenses for Windows 10 and Office 365, as well as a reduction in other fund authority of $212,530, as well as a no expansion in the 2 FTEs.
Okay. Any questions on the motion sheet? Senator Partridge?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move to set the budget for the Telecommunications Services Budget Unit 0133 at the level detailed in Motion Sheet Z0133D.
Seconded by Senator Peters. Any discussion on the motion? I think we've talked about it, but go ahead. You lead
Thank
off.
You, Mr. Chair. Basically, what we're doing here is in this fourth budget, if you will, the D budget here, we are reducing the other fund authority for $212,530. I'm grateful for Representative Bartles for bringing this up, making this clarification so that we could look to potentially reduce the other general funds. The amount that we potentially will be able to get out of the BFM billings budget will be about $95,000. So that's how that circles back to us, and I'd urge your favorable consideration of this motion.
Thank you very much, Senator Partridge. Any other comments on this motion? Seeing none, those that want to vote in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, on budget unit Z0133D. Secretary will call the roll as soon as I'm done talking. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Fowlers?
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard?
Aye.
Carr?
Yes.
Aye.
Peterson is excused. Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Sutton is excused. Nessaba? Is excused. Cronin?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Anderson is excused. Tiedemann?
Aye. Motion sheet Z0133D has been passed. We're going to defer action on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Is there anything else to come before the committee this morning? Nothing? Good. Then tomorrow we will have a Senate appropriations meeting starting with bills at 8 o'clock. We have some deferred bills plus some others coming forward. And then at 11, the House will take up some bills that need to be taken care of. Next Monday, we will go back to setting budgets for various departments. Any questions on that? If not,
Mr. Chair, move to adjourn.
Moved by Senator Wick and seconded by Representative Bartles to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Passed.
Is there a briefing? Yeah, what if we do?